Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at Customer Support. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Linda Bishop.
Hi, Ms. Bishop. How are you today?
Good.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me a couple seconds here, I'm going to pull up the account that was sent over with your call so that I can see how I can help you today.
Okay.
And just for security purposes of the account, can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
3511 Dundas Road, Beaverton, Michigan. That's my address anyway. I don't know what.
Okay, thank you. I'm just waiting on the account to load up here. Okay, so it looks like there was a contest entry to win a KitchenAid set that was completed with us on the 21st of October
right.
for $7.95.
I was standing in line to get on a chairlift on that day. I spent the day with my husband and a couple of friends for my friend's birthday. And then the other one, we were still on vacation, so I don't know. And I do know that one of my other cards was jeopardized also.
Oh, goodness.
And that card, they actually contacted me from their fraud department, contacted me, and they canceled the card then. But I just literally, like a month ago, bought a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. It shows here that on the account we've gotten located here, it's under Linda Bishop. It has that same 3511 shipping address that you verified.
Mm-hmm.
There's an email address that's got your first and last name, 11@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, is it possible that maybe someone in your home could have entered into this contest entry without your knowledge?
The only one in my home is my husband.
Okay, I'm just reviewing the account to see what I can do. Typically, when we do fraud claims here at our company, the information that matches the customer contacting us is simply the card itself. We very rarely have a fraud claim being filed with the cardholder's information on the account, but I can definitely go forward with doing that. There is an IP address listed here on the account. It shows here that there was that contest entry that was entered into on the 21st. There was a $7.95 charge that was billed at that time to enter the contest. And along with that contest, it shows here that there was a Consumer Gadget Membership Club that was automatically enrolled to on the 26th. That's the $56.95 charge. Now,
what is a Consumer Gadget whatever?
It's a membership to our online store where our customers receive a gift card via email that's worth $125 for them to use at that online store. So the membership fee to that is $56.95 a month.
Oh, no, I would never.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we can do is go ahead and move forward with the fraud claim. That does pertain with us gathering the IP address that's associated with this account. We have to forward that information over to your local authorities there in your city and state for them to verify the owner of the device that could have been used when this order was initiated and also the location as to where the order could have taken place from.
Okay. I was standing in line, like I said, to get on a chairlift. And I don't know. I remember seeing something on my phone about a mixer. And I said something to my husband about it. I don't know could it have been like an accidental, like if I put it in my pocket without closing it out, or I don't know how it, you know. Like I said, I had the same, the The $7.95 charge was on my other charge card twice. And the company called me, or my charge company contacted me. But I don't remember, I mean, when I was telling him about it, I'm trying to think back because it's been a month. It was like a shipping charge of only like $2.95. And I remember saying to him, wow, $2.95 for a mixer where I just paid over $100 for one? I'm like, I don't know. I said, that doesn't sound legit to me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I mean, from what I'm looking at on the account, it shows here that the order did go through successfully on that date of October. Now, per those terms is where it mentions that the membership is tagged onto that initial entry. Now, if you don't wish to have us proceed with fraud, if you're just unsure that you may or may have not completed the order for the contest entry for the KitchenAid set, then what we can do here is the representative before me has already canceled the membership, so there won't be any future billing. But what we can do as far as with the charge, I can go ahead as a courtesy and just process a 50% credit back.
A 50% credit?
Yes, ma'am. That would just be a courtesy refund. If I were to move or proceed with a fraud claim, then that would, you know, consist of me doing the investigation.
I don't know. I'm actually laid up right now. I just had surgery, so I can't do anything, go anywhere. And I had called the credit card company on it, and they said to call you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Shit, I don't know. I have a headache. You know what? Just go with the credit, and I will call and cancel the credit card just in case somebody else got access to it.
Okay, well, that won't be a problem. I mean, we can definitely go ahead and process the 50% refund back on that 56 charge. And since we've canceled this account, there won't be any future billing from our company.
Okay.
So
like I'm going to cancel the card just because I don't want to take any chances on somebody else. Like I said, one of my other cards was compromised at the same time.
Okay.
So I don't know if people, you know, standing behind us, in front of us, beside us, whatever, you know. I've read things where people can get your card numbers without getting, you know, without access to them. I don't know. But I'm going to call and cancel the charge card.
Okay. Well, that's understandable if you don't wish to have your card being charged for additional billings from other companies.
Right.
But, what we can do is go ahead and process. It's going to be a refund in the amount of $28.47.
Okay.
You should see that back within about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And did you already get a cancellation confirmation number?
No.
Okay, I can provide that to you whenever you're ready.
Hold on just a second. I've got to get where I can write. Okay.
Okay, that cancellation number is going to be the letter C as in Charlie, 2622857 34.
7-3,
That's correct. 7-3-4 are the last numbers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I'd be able to help you with today?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I do hope to get that you get to feeling better, and I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.